Hi, my name is Molly Shanahan, and I'm working on Crew 6 with Crew 26, and we built stairs, now a ramp, a porch extension, and we caulked windows.
So Molly, this is your first work camp.
Yes.
What has it been like so far? What have you been worried about? What's it been like?
Definitely something I've been worried about has been if I can like do the work or not. Because I'm in like a construction site. So there's like a lot of heavy lifting, power saws, all that. But my group is very accepting of like, hey, if you need to take a break, take a break. And it's really nice knowing that there's someone like, oh, like you can just take a breather and like, we got this, but like still encourages me to like do all this work and whatnot.
Yeah. What have you tried this week that you've never done before?
I used a jigsaw.
You did?
Yes.
What was that like?
A little scary at first, but then I got the hang of it, so it was fun.
What were you using the jigsaw for? What project were you working on?
The stairs.
Nice.
So.
And you've actually been on two work sites now, so what was your first work site project?
So we did stairs and the porch extension, and we caulked the windows.
At the first work site?
Yes.
And then you moved to another work site?
Yes.
And then what are you helping them with?
We're doing a ramp extension. And so with the ramp, we are turning it on a 90 degree angle and like aiming the ramp into the person's car.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So the person that you're helping, actually both of these sites, the people that you're helping have mobility issues. So what does it feel like to be working on a project that you know has such a direct impact to somebody's day-to-day life?
Yeah. It feels really great because it's like, I know I'm making a difference in someone's world, and like the fact that I'm like helping them in a positive way instead of just like not really doing anything at all makes me feel pretty great about myself. And especially like I'm young, I'm only 18. So it's like nice knowing like even at a young age, I could help someone out in such a grand scheme of things.
Yeah, with something they're literally gonna need every single day going in and out of their house.
Yep.
That's awesome. You're the oldest person on our trip. You are our graduated senior.
Yes,
you're
you
have the adult bracelet. You're an intern with us this summer. What is it like for you kind of watching this younger group come up behind you? What's it like kind of sharing some of the stuff you've learned? You know, they still have time in high school. Some of them are still in middle school. What's that like for you?
It's kind of weird having like middle school kids listen to me, and I'm kind of like their like parent or like teacher or like leader or something. It feels really weird, especially like I still feel like a kid, and it's like, I only turned 18 like a couple months ago. So being like kind of like one of the like leaders.
You are, you're one of the leaders.
It's really odd, but I really like working with all the kids. They're all sweet kids and they all wanna like help out with each other, and there's no like negativity within one another, so.
And isn't that so special that this group of people that we threw together and put in these vans to get down here get along so well?
Yeah.
Aren't we so lucky?
Oh, we're so lucky, and like I think every hour Nolan always tries to give me a hug. And like, it's really sweet knowing like, oh, someone like, even like we don't really know each other, and by the end of this week, he always wants to give me a hug when he sees me.
Yeah. Did you break it to him that you're like going to college and moving? Does he know he's not gonna see you every week anymore?
I don't think he knows like the 6-year age difference too.
I think it's awesome seeing you this whole year really stepping into like a leader role for these kids. And it is true, you have a 6-year age difference with them. Mm-hmm. You've lived 6 more years of this whole middle school, high school craziness than them. And so you do have so much to teach them and share with them about what you went through. And I think that's really special. So what would you tell your family or any of the younger kids at church? What would you tell them about the mission trip now that you've been on it?
I would say like, don't be afraid. Like sure, it's nice to come with a friend on this trip, but it's like, I kind of came in here blind, not really knowing anyone. And I think I'm so glad I did it that way. I'm so glad I didn't really like know anyone, because I've made so many great friendships and I talked to so many different people. So like, it is kind of nerve-wracking, especially if you're a middle school kid, not really knowing anyone on this, but it's like such a great experience, and like it'll help benefit your social skills and whatnot.
Yeah. And what about like with the work, like for a young kid who might be scared about the work, what could you tell them about kind of going into that with that same kind of open mind?
Like be open to everything. Like, sure, it looks challenging. I thought it was really challenging. I thought I couldn't do any of the stuff. I was like, do not give me anything with blades or any of that. That would not be good. But even like Gabby, who was using a power saw, I kid you not, for probably like a solid hour and a half, it kind of shows like, oh, like you have such a different skill set that you could use when you use these tools, or when you paint or garden or like caulk windows or something. Like, there's such a different skill set that you could just use.
I love that.